We're up to Daf and Hey. We're starting 14 lines from the top of the Amid. Tanya Kavaseidir Bishua ben Levi. Bishua ben Levi's Shita was that when is the Ermais of Chaimish when you're paid the Hekdish? Dafka, the original Hekdish that you were Magdish Bepiv. But after you were paid to something from Hekdish, you were Matfis, something else in Hekdish. You were Magdish, let's say, one Chaifetz. And now you were paid it by being Michal the Hekdish onto another Chaifetz. And you want to be Michal the second Chaifetz. There, you're not Mais of Chaimish. Bring the Gemara right. Tanya Kavaseidir Bishua ben Levi. Stating the Braise, Parizu tachas pare shel hegdish. Someone says, this pare, I'm being matvis tachas pare shel hegdish. Where talizu tachas talis shel hegdish, the halacha is hegdeshu podi, the hegdish is nivde, the chilul is chal, and the kedusha goes from the original pare to the second pare, but v'yad hegdish al alyoine. That means that if the new pare wasn't worth the same amount as the original pare, let's say the new pare is worth more, Hekdish gets to keep the new pare, even though it's worth more. And alternatively, if the second pare is worth less than the original pare, so then the Hekdish is chal, the second pare becomes Hekdish. However, you have the person who is paid has to be mashlim to Hekdish, the deficit, what the second pare is worth less than the first pare. If the paid says pare zu b'chomish sloam, Tachas Parah Shal Hegdish, this Parah that's worth 5 Slam have been paid for the original Parah, or Talazu, which is worth 5 Slam, Tachas Talas Shal Hegdish. So the halacha is, Hegdeshoi Padui, the pigeon is Chal. So Kterashi, here the Chiddush is, that even though he said clearly, this Talas of 5 Slam I'm being paid Tachas, the original Talas of Hegdish, and the Maise, it wasn't worth 5 Slam. So I would think, since he gave a Schum, he said it's worth chamash slom, and it wasn't worth, so maybe ein bedvar of klom, the pigeon isn't chal. Kamash malon, even in this case, the pigeon is chal, and you're going to owe hegdish now, the balance of the chamash slom that it wasn't worth. Fiat is the braise, rishon maisav chaymish. Al hegdish rishon maisav chaymish. Al hegdish sheini ein maisav chaymish, which is the dinner of Shul ben Levi, that the pigeon is chal, but if you're going to be paid now, the second talis, the second part, you're not going to have to be Maisav Chaimish. Zog the Mishnah, Ho'ino Arba Kesef. The Shir Oino is Arba Kesef out of a Sela, like we explained previously. A Sela has in it 24 Ma Kesef. So Mamele, 4 Kesef out of a Sela is a sixth. That's the Shir of Oino is a Shtus. The Hataine is Shtei Kesef. Hataine means that there's a halacha of shvua d'oraisa by moide b'miktzis. If you're teveya someone something, and the nitva is a moide b'miktzis, he has to make a shvuas moide b'miktzis. When is that? Only if the teveya's taina was at least a tviya of shtei kesef. Has to be a minimum shear of tviya shtei kesef in order for there to be a shvua. V'hoyda shav pruta, and the nitva has to be moide at least a pruta's worth. Either he's kaifer everything less a pruta, or he's kaifer, or he's kaifer only a pruta and he's moida and everything else. So the Mishnah Vayeter, Chomish pruta same. We find 5 places the inyan of a pruta. Ha'idah shav a pruta. B'negei moida b'mixes, he has to be moida at least a pruta's worth. B'negei kedushin ve'ishim is kadeshes b'shav a pruta could make a chalais ishus. B'negei emile v'hanenib shav a pruta min a hegdish mal. He's mechuyu v'me'ile, kar b'me'ile, karen chaymish, when he's nana shav a pruta worth. Hashavas Aveda, Hamaiti Shavu Pruta, Chayav Lahachas, if the Aveda is worth at least a Shavu Pruta, that's when there's a Chiyav Hachraza. Less than that, no. It says, Asher Toivad Mimana, we learned about in Eilam Metzias, is Mashma, a Toivad, has to have Sashir of Aveda, Chashiv is Prat Aveda, Shemir Shavu Pruta. And the last case, Vahagoizel as Chaveri Shavu Pruta, Vinishbala, Yelechena Achav Afil Lamoda. Dr. Ashi, he's talking about the case of Hasham Gezel. Somebody stole, and he was nishba the sheker that he didn't steal, and Adam came and said that he did, and he was moide. So he has to bring a carbon osham, and he has to pay keren v'chaymish. The year the halacha is, it says in the pasuk, v'nosan asher osham loy. So in order for him to have a kapara by returning the gzeila, he has to give it back liyad hanigzal mamish v'loy l'shluchay. And if he can't find the nigzal is not here. Yehlechena achav afilu l'modai. And that halach applies if he stole a shavu pruta. Zog the Gemara, the first din of the Mishnah, the din of Oino, that I know as Arba Kesef, which is a case of Shtos, In fact, the Gemara, why do we need this Mishnah? We had in the previous Mishnah, Ritanina Chadazim, no, I know, Arba Kesef, Ma'esr Va'arba Kesef, Lasela. The Shira, I know, is 4 Kesef out of 24 of a Sela. So we know already, which is a Shtos L'makach, so we know this Mishnah already. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? So you're right, that's not the Chiddush of this Mishnah. The Chiddush is the next case, that Hataina is Shtei Kesef, and Ido is Shavu Pruta. It's Trichalei, that's the Chiddush. We don't need that either. It's often a Mishnah. M'sach the Shavuos. Shtei Dot and clear. Shavuos Adayonim. When is it? Hataina Shtei Kesef, Ido Shavu Pruta. So you're right, the first three cases are not necessary. The Ikir is the safe. It's Trichalei, the Tani Chomish Pruta Zain. That's what the Tanan really wants to say. And the Rechagav, he throws in already the Din of Einoah and the Din of Meidah B'Miktzis. Frag the Gemara, why does it only mention these Chomish Prutas? There's another one. V'lisni nami ho'einoah pruta. That if someone overcharges or undercharges a shear of a pruta, there's a Din of Einoah. For example, Zakvashi, you had a Mekach that was worth Sheish Prutas and you charged them a sixth more. So there also, the shear of the Einoah was a pruta. So why did the Mishnah mention there's another pruta, the Din of Einoah? Amrav Kahana must be Zoysei Meres. From the fact the Mishnah didn't mention it, is a Rai that Ein Einoah leprutas. That there is no Einoah, a shear pruta. If the whole difference in price that you were off, more or less, was a pruta, there's Takano Chiyav Einoah. It has to be minimum an Isser, Zokter Rashi. Isser is the smallest matbeya of kesef, and it has to be minimum of isser. There's a shayla hadar in Rashi. Rashi's lashon is ein enol the prutas bepachas me isser shumatbeya shal kesef. Does Rashi mean that the actual enol has to be an isser, that you ripped him off a shear of isser, or no? The mekach has to be a mekach of an isser and a shtus of an isser has in it 8 prutas, like the Mishnah says in Kedushin that a prutas echad mishmayne b'isser italki. So if it's a mekach of an isser. And there was Einoah of Ishtos, so Behechrich, the Einoah is more than a prut, it's a prut and a half. So that's what Rashi means. The Maaseh says, Chayyah, very clear in the next blot, and Rashi will get there, we'll see. Rashi, Chayyah says very clear over there that the din of Isser is the Mekach, not that the Einoah has to be an Isser, the Einoah has to be more than a prut, it has to be Einoah of a Mekach which was worth an Isser. Zog the Gemara, Vaita again, Omar of Kahana, Zay Samer, saying another prut is, Velevi, Omar, Yesh, another prut is. That this is a machlaikas. Our mission is mavur that a pruta, there is no din of Einoah. And Levi holds there, even if the whole difference in price was a pruta off, there's a din of Einoah. V'chein toni Levi masnisa, in Levi's Tosefta, he also had a braisa of chomish prutas, and he mentioned this one. Levi said, chomish prutas ain, ho'einoah pruta. That's the one that he mentions, which our mission doesn't mention, because our Mishnah doesn't hold that there's a Einoah by a pruta. Voidah pruta, similar to the Mishnah, the Kiddush Isha bepruta, the Gazel bepruta, but he adds another one. So he takes out Me'ile, but he has another one, the Yeshivas Hadayonim bepruta. That Bezdin, if there's a Teveya and a Nitva, the Teveya is timing that somebody owes him a pruta and Yenna doesn't want to pay, or the person is Maida owe a pruta, but he's not paying up. Bezdin will make a Yeshivas Bezdin to force him to pay a pruta, even though it's only a pruta. For a pruta, Bezdin will make a Yeshivas Bezdin. So Levi does not mention the din of Hegdish nor Hashavas Aveda, and our mission doesn't mention the din of Einoah or Yeshivas Hadayon. For the Gemara Tana did not my time like Tana Yeshivas Hadayonim. Why doesn't our Tana mention the din of Yeshivas Hadayonim Bepruta? So the Gemara, it wasn't necessary because Tana lay Gezel. Our Tana says the din of Gezel, that when is there a din of you have to be Yerlich Achra of the Modai to return the gzeile, that to the hands of the nigzel, that's dafke, by a pruta, but a kopana by a pruta, there's a chiyav, so we see that a pruta has a din of momen. If a pruta has a din of momen, so it's pasha that bezna will make a yeshivas bezna for it if it has a cheshivas momen. So maybe it wasn't necessary to write yeshivas adayon, freg de gemara, but that's not a reason that it shouldn't say it. Umiloi tani gezel uk tani aveide. Even though it says gezel, it says aveide, why does it have to say aveide? Say the same thing. Once it says gezel, we see that a pruta has a din of momen. If it has a din of momen, there's a chiyav achrozah. Afa became the Mishnah felt it necessary to say Aveda, so it could have said Yeshivas Adayonim too. So the Gemara, no. Gzeil and Aveda was necessary. Hanach it's Trichalei, because each one is a Bezunder Chiddush. Gezel, there's a Chiddush, Hagoyza Mechaveri Shove Prutu Venishbalo Yelchena Acha Vafilu Lemode, that not only is there a Chiyav Ashove, the Mishnah wanted to bring out that by a Prutu there's a Chiyav to go down to Mode, you can't give it to the Shluchai. That's a Bezunder Chiddush by Gezel. And by Aveda is a Bezunder Chiddush, that Hamoitzi Aveda Shove Prutu Chayav Vahachris Vafagav Dezol. As long as b'shas you found the aveda was worth a pruta, even though at the time of achrozah it went down in price and now it's worth pachas mipruta, there's still a chiyuv achrozah. So because of that, the Mishnah wanted to say both gezel and aveda. Whereas the fact that you have to make a yeshiva's bezin, that's pasha. Once we know that a pruta has a shabbos of moment, so there should be a yeshiva's bezin. If you think more, v'levi, my time leitoni aveda bepruta. Why didn't he mention the din of aveda as a chiyuv achrozah by pruta? So the Gemara tonal a gazel, because Hayyis he said gazel, so we see that a pruta has a din momen, it has the momen b'negei gzeh, it has the momen b'negei shavus aveda. The chayyim we just said now, there's a bazundur achilish of aveda to tell you that afagav dezol, kanira, that Levi held, that we don't say afagav dezol, that if it was dol, kanira, there's a shtey takan some rishonim, that Levi held, that if it's zol, he takan doesn't have to be machris. In fact, the Gemara, you're telling me the reason that he didn't say aveda is because of gezel, umila k'toni gezel, k'toni yeshiva sadayonim. So why does that have to say yeshiva sadayonim? If you're being soymech on gezel, once you know that a pruta has a shem mom from gezel, so who adin, there should be a yeshiva's bezden, so why does it have to say yeshiva's bezden? So the one, no, yeshiva sadayonim, he felt was important to say, it's trichel elafukim dev katine. The omer of katine, bezden is kokon afil apachas mishav pruta. So right now the Gemara thinks that if katine is saying that even if a person is tevei less than a pruta bezden, will be mechayev a yeshiva to be mitzi the mom, and we'll see later the Gemara has a different pshat. But akoponim hayoyis of katina says otherwise. So therefore, Levi had to put in that no yeshiva sadayonim is also for a pruta. Fred the Gemara v'Levi my time elektani hegdish. Why didn't he say the case of meila that meila behegdish is also a pruta? So the Gemara enachanami he's meided to that, but bechulin kamayir bekachim lekamayir. Levi's brayso was talking about chulin not kachim. In fact, the Gemara Latana Didan, who did say Hegdish, the din of Me'ila, so obviously he's not only talking about Chulin. So Im Kain, Latana Didan, the Mekamari Bekotshim, Nisni Meiser, Bepruta. He could have said another case of Pruta. He could have said the din of Meiser. If a person has Meiser Sheini, you're paid it for Kesef. The loch is that if the Meiser is Pachas Meshav Pruta, that's Nloy Olam, the Mitvus Pidyoin. There's no Pidyon on Pachas Meshav Pruta. Has to be minimum a Pruta. So Bishlei Melevi Beseita, he only wanted to talk about Chulin, he didn't want to talk about Meister Sheini. But our Tana that's talking about Me'ila too, so why didn't he say Meister Sheini? So the Gemara, our Tana goes, Commander Omar Ein Bechum Shoy Pruta. We saw before a Machleikas, this din, that there's no pidyon by Pachas Meshav Pruta, is a Dafke Ein Boy Shav Pruta, that if the Meister itself is not valued at a Pruta, but what would be if the Meister is a Pruta? However, the Chaimish is Pachas Meshav Pruta. So there was two sheetas. There was one sheeta that said that if it's not expensive enough that the Chaimish will have a Shav Pruta, for example, if it's not at least four Prutas worth of Meiser, which the Chaimish Milibar is a Pruta, then there's also no Din of Pidyon. That's our Tana. So Mele didn't want to say the Din of Pruta, because even Pruta is not Nivda. It has to be at least four Prutas. In fact, the Gemara beseyed it. But Velisni Chaimish Meiser Bepruta. So the Mishnah could have said that there's another case of pruta where that in order there should be a din of pidyon with a chaimish, and in order that should be a din of pidyon by Maiser Sheini, it has to be that the chaimish is at least valued at a pruta. So the more that's not a kasha because bekarna kamayi bechaimish le kamayi, it's taka true. But the Mishnah is talking about cases where there's a din of pruta in the keren itself, not binagei the chaimish. We just said before the reason why Levi had to say Yeshiva Sadayana Bepruta was the Fukir of Katina. Omer of Katina, Bezdin is Kokin, Afilah Lepachas Mishav Bepruta. So Pashas, that means that if someone is Tevei is Chavar Shav Bepruta, Pachas Mishav Bepruta, Bezdin will force a Moshe of Bezdin. For the Gemara Masav Rav, Shtetan the Pasik, Ve'is Asher Chotim Min HaKodesh Yishalim. Pasik over here is talking about the Din of Me'ila. It says, Ve'is Asher Chotim Min HaKodesh Yishalim v'chamishisa Yosef olov. So the question is the word ve'es. Ve'es is a ribui. Gam is a ribui. Ve'es is a ribui. What's ve'es being marbe? L'rabba is pachas mishav v'pruta. That if someone was moil, took from hegdish pachas mishav v'pruta, there's a pasuk that's being marbe pachas mishav v'pruta le'ishavim that you have to return it. There's no carbon me'ila, but akoponim, there's a din of ve'ishavim. It's mashma. When do you have to return Pachas Meshav Bepruta? Dafke, if you took money from Hegdish. But if you took from a Hedyit, a regular Gazlam and a Hedyit, Pachas Meshav Bepruta, it's Loi Nitin L'Shavim. So Mele, if it's Loi Nitin L'Shavim, then it's Pashat Bezdin won't be Mechai V'Yeshiva's Bezdin. It's only something which is mechuyev b'hashavah. Bezdin will force you to return it. But if it's leinitin l'hashavah, so why would Bezdin make yeshivas Bezdin pachas m'shavah pruta? So that can't be what Rav Katina says. Eliyitmar hachiyitmar. Omer Rav Katina, imhuskaku Bezdin l'shavah pruta, goymrin afilu l'pachas m'shavah pruta. Tchilas adin b'inan pruta, but gemar adin lo'y b'inan pruta. So Rashi explains, if a teveya is teveya from the nitva, a pruta, Bezdin will make a yeshivas Bezdin. If before Bezdin is nostalgic from the yeshivas Bezdin, while Bezdin is still there, Zokter Rashi, the Nitva says that the Teveya owes me money, even though he's only claiming that the Teveya owes him Pachas Mishavah Pruta, as long as Bezdin is still there in that original yeshivas Bezdin, Bezdin will address that Nidin as well. If someone comes into Bezdin claiming someone owes me Pachas Mishavah Pruta, the Taka won't be yeshivas Bezdin. But once they're there already, and the way Rashi learns, it's not a new claim. It's the Nitva saying that, just like you're telling me that I owe the Teveya, but on the other hand, the Teveya owes me. Even though that counterclaim is Pachas Mishavah Pruta, Bezdin, as long as they're still there, they'll address it. Zog the Mishnah. Chamisha Chumshin Hein. There's five cases we find the concept the person has to pay a Chaymish. Ve'elu Hein. Ha'oichel Truma. The loch is if Hazar eats Truma B'shoigig, he has to pay back the Koyin, the Karen, as well as a chaimish, and the keren and chaimish both become now kedushas truma. Not only truma gedoyle hu adin u trumas meiser. Trumas meiser, when you give the levi meiser, the levi has to be mafresh truma from the meiser. That truma also, if Azar eats it, he has to pay chaimish. We're talking about peshoigig. U trumas meiser shal demai. Not only trumas meiser vade, but even trumas meiser shal demai. We know that reiv ama oritz ma'asrenhein, but there is a miyat of amaratzim who are not makbid or meiser. So Chazchom said, if you buy payers from a ma'aretz, truma we assume he took, but ma'aser is not. So mele from that ma'aser, you also have to take trumas ma'aser, but that's called the ma'it, the rabban and the gedin. So if someone eats that trumas ma'aser, shal demai, he also has to pay a chaymish. V'achale, v'abikurim, if you eat somebody who's ma'afresh chale, azar ate it, or azar ate bikurim, in all these cases, ma'asef chaymish. And the reason for all these is because they're all called truma. Lashon ha'pasek, by chale and bikurim, it's all called truma. So that's why all these cases of Truma, Trumas Maiser, Shaldamai, Chala, Bikurim, these are all considered one of the Chamisha Chumshan that the Mishnah mentions because they're all the same Yisoid. It's called Truma. The second case of Chaimish, Zog the Mishnah, V'hapayde Neter Vai. If someone is Payde Neter Vai, the first 3 years of a Payri's growth, it's Arla, the fourth year, you can eat it in your Shalayim. If you don't want to schlep it to your Shalayim, you have to be Payde. So if someone is Payde Neter Vai, he has to be Maisif on the Pidyon, a Chaimish. Or Maiser Sheni Shalot. He has Maiser Sheni. His own Maiser Sheni wants to be Paide, as opposed to someone else who's Mechal, a different person's Maiser. There's no din of Chaimish. But if it's your own Maiser, the Baidim is Maiser of Chaimish. And these two cases also Nechshav as one of the five cases of the Mishnah, because there's no Pasuk that says Chaimish Ben Etrevai. It's turned out Exer Shavu from Maiser Sheni. The third case of Chaimish, HaPaide Sagdesh. Somebody was Magdish something, and the Baidim is being Paide the Hagdish. He has to be Maiser of Chaimish. Fourth case, Hanana Shavah Prutim in a Hegdash, someone was Moyel, he was Nana Prutim worth of Hegdash. When he pays back Hegdash, he has to be Maisav Chaimish. The fifth case, Hagoizel is Chaveir Shavah Prutim v'Nishbaloi, by then of Hashem Gezeles, someone was Nishbal Hashaker that he didn't steal, and Edom were made that he did, so he has to be Maisav Chaimish. These are the five cases of Chaimish. Omer Rav, Kashalei Belozer, Trumas Maiser Sheldamai. The Mishnah says that even Trumas Maiser Sheldamai, which is only a Derabonim Digat Trumah, Azar who eats it b'shoigig has to be meisiv, pay back the koyin a chaymish. Frag the Gemara, what's pshat? V'chi asu chacham mechizik l'dereim kishol teire? The whole din of the truma is that Rabbanu d'gat takana by demai. Chacham made a chizik like teire that if you ate this truma's meisiv, the Rabbanu, you should have to pay a chaymish. The Taisus asks, what do you mean? We find in Gans Shas that sometimes we find even chacham also chizik l'dereim yoisir mishol teire. So what's the big chiddush? So Taisus says that's dafke. When it makes sense for the Chacham to cancel in order to make a siyok, trying to prevent someone, a lot of times people are more makel in their bonus than their eyes. So to prevent them from being over, we were machmer. But here, even by Trumas Meiser of Vadai, it's not a knas, it's a zer sakosa. The Torah says that if you eat Truma, the Tashlumen is Kerem V'chaymish. It's not a choke or a geder or a siog of anything like that. So now the Chacham came and they said that Amaoritz, which we're not sure whether he took Meiser, you also have to take Meiser and Trumas Meiser. And now they're coming to say that that Chumas Maiser of Demai is just as chomer as the Chumas Maiser of Vada. Just like when you eat Chumas Maiser of Vada, the Torah says Chaimish. Why didn't Chumas Maiser of Demai? In fact, the Gemara Mechateisa, they should make a chizik of the Reim, Kishal Torah. Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Hamani, Reb Meir. The Mishnah goes like Reb Meir holds you do. The Amr, Reb Meir holds also Chacham, Chizik of the Reim, Kishal Torah. Where do we find that? The Sanya. State, Hamevi Getten Dinas Hayam. The beginning of Masech, this Getten, the Din is, if you bring a Getten Dinas Hayam, you have to say Befana Nechtav, Befana Nechtav. The Gemara brings two reasons, either because in Dinas Hayam people aren't Baki Lishma, or because there's no Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimah, and if the Baal comes and he's Ma'ar, we'll have a tough time being Mekaim the Get. So the Shliach has to say, validate the Get, and say Befana Nechtav, it was Lishma, and I recognize that it's a true Get. What happens? And maybe get in dinas hayam nasten la v'loy amrla b'fan nechtam. If the shliach did not say b'fan nechtam v'nechtam, the halacha is the get is not a good get. And if the woman got married on the basis of this get, yoitzi, the husband has to be megarisher v'avlad mamzer. And if they had a child, child is a mamzer like a regular eishesish. Divrei Meir, v'chacham moim in avlad mamzer. Taisis medayik in avlad mamzer, but the chacham are also seemingly moedi that you have to divorce her. It's only a derabon in the geisra, there's no mamzer. The Raisa gives an eitzah what to do if the shliach didn't say b'fana nechtav, what can you do to rectify the situation? Keitzah diyase, yitlan imemana, the shliach should take back the get, v'yachzer v'yitnenel b'fnei shnayim, the second time he gives it, v'yarem b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtav. Akoponim, we see over here that Ulre Meir, b'shumdli amrla b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtav, yoitzi b'vlad mamzer, sach hakol, he wasn't mekayim takana derabon. Midirai said his get is a good get. Why would Rameir hold of Vlad the Mamzer? Zach the Gemara in Rameir the time the Amar of Amnun Mishmei the Ula Oimer Hoy Rameir Kolam Shana Matbei Shatov Chacham Begitin Yoytze Vlad Mamzer. If you don't do the takana the way the Chacham were mesakin, it's keilu there was no get and there's a Mamzer. So we see that Rameir's shita is that even by takanas Chachamim. They made a chizuk of the reim just like Torah. So who had in our mission, even though Trumas Meiser Shodamai is the Rabbanon, they made a chizuk kishal Torah, and if you eat Trumas Meiser Shodamai, just like when you eat Trumas Meiser Vadai, you have to pay a chaymish, who had in Trumas Meiser Shodamai. Most of Rav Sheish is, that's taka true, Rameya Shita is, that also chacham chizuk the reim kishal Torah. Aye, most of Rav Sheish is state in the Reis, Mechal and Oiser, we're talking about Meiser Sheini Shodamai. If someone has Meiser Sheini Shodamai, doesn't want to take it to Yerushalayim, Mechal and Noisai. And you can also be Mechal Kesef al Kesef. You already Mechal the payers on Kesef, and now you want to be Mechal this Kesef on a different Madbei of Kesef. It's okay. Mechal and Noisai Kesef al Kesef. Or if it's Nechoshes, al Nechoshes, if you were Mechal originally on a Prut, you can Mechal that Prut on another Prut. Or even Kesef al Nechoshes, or Nechoshes al payers. In that case, when you're Mechal Nechoshes al payers, Zokter Meir v'yachzer v'yifdes al payers. You should, the way Rashi learns, Tais argues that you can't take up those payers to Yerushalayim. Because it says when you're Mechal, the Tzarta Kesef B'yotcha, money is taken up to Yerushalayim, not payers if the payers aren't original payers. Here we're talking about you already Mechal the payers on a Choshes, and you're Mechal the Choshes on another payers. So these payers don't take them up to Yerushalayim, but rather V'yachzer V'yiftas a payers of Remeir. Being paided again on Tomat Bay. Chachamim, no. If at the end of the day you have over here a chil that was done onto payers, if you want, Yalu payers of Yerichli Bishnaim, you can bring up these payers as well. But a koponim, shtei da, a libidir a mayor that you could be mechal al kesef on the chayshis. In fact, the Gemara, mi mechal alin and kesef on the chayshis by the Meiser Sheni shal demai, but not. If a person has a selish on Meiser Sheni, Vishal Chul, and he has two slum. One is a Meiser Sheni, which has Kedushas Meiser Sheni, which you can only spend in Yerushalayim. The other one is a Selah Shal Chul, Shenis Ar, where they got mixed up, you don't know which is which. You don't want to schlep both to Yerushalayim. What do? Maybe Besela Mois. You bring a Selah worth of Prutus. V'aymer. Prutus are Nechoshes. V'aymer. Kol Mokam Sheyeshna Selah Shal Meiser Sheni, Mechalela Sal Mois Halolu. There is a Selah worth of Meiser Sheni Kedusha between these two slum. I don't know which one it is. So that Kedusha, wherever it is, should be mechulul on the prutis that make up the value of a seller that I have here. Now the Kedusha is transferred onto these prutis. Uboiris a yafer shebehen. He looks between the two slum that he has, which one is a more perfect seller, which one is more whole. Umechalaloi aleh. And now he's mechalul, the Kedusha that went onto the prutis, back on to the seller hayafer. why. So Rashi says, the Gemara's next line is to explain, why do you have to do this long dreidel over here? Why can't you just do simple? You have two selam, you don't know which is which. Say that the seller yafe mimanavshech. If this is the one that was Ma'aser Sheni, great, I'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. If this is the one that was chulin and the other one was Ma'aser Sheni, I'm being mechal the kedusha from the other seller onto the seller yafe. Shalom al Yisrael. Why do you first have to be mechal it onto a pruta and from the pruta back onto the seller yafe? Of them is the Gemara mipnei she'amru, because Chazal said mechal and oisai kesef al nechoshes midoichik. That in general, you're not supposed to be mechal from kesef onto nechoshes. Why? Because when you have kesef and nechoshes, so the kesef is viewed as the madbeya, and the nechoshes is viewed as the metaltlin, as the peri. And you can't be mechal from peris onto, from kesef onto peris. Midoichik, the person, b'shasat chak, a person needs desperately these slum, he needs this kesef, he doesn't have any other matbeis, and he has to use these matbeis so he can be mechal b'shasat chak from slum onto nechoshes. But upon him, that's only midoichik. Loishi yikayim, not that it should stay permanent like that. Elashachayzer mechal na la kesef. Afterwards, you should take off the kedusha from the prutas and revert it back to kesef. So that's why it says over here that when you don't know which cell it is, you first paid it onto nechoshes, which is something that you can only do midoichit, but then afterwards you have to again be mechalit back on to kesef. But akalponim shteit on this braisek toni mias mechal midoichit. If you have kesef and nechoshes, you can't be mechal the kedushas ma'aser sheni from kesef onto nechoshes. Only midoichit shalom midoichit loy midoichit in shalom midoichit loy. And here Reb Meir said mechal noisa when you have kesef ma'aser sheni shel demai mechal noisa kesef on nechoshes. And he doesn't seem to indicate that it has to be b'shas atchak. So you see that he was more makel by the rabbon on yoyser mishal toyer. By ma'aser sheni shel derai shel vada, you can't be mechal shle b'shas atchak from kesef onto nechoshes. By demai, he lets you. So we see there Meir didn't hold oyser chizuk of the ram kishal toyer. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef, nishkan raya. You see tak over here gevisa kula in the rabbon over the raisa, but that's not been a geya achila. Ramei over here was Meikel specifically b'negei Pidyon, that which many Shreim say it's not even Issa Raisa. In Pidyon, if you want, you can be Meikel to be paid from Kesef Anton Achoshes by the Rabban, even though by the Raisa you can't. But when it comes to a Shaila of Achila, Isuri Achila, there he was Machmer by the Rabbanon Kishal Teire. And Memele, the case of our Mishnah that we're telling to Ramei Ashita was a case of Achila. You had Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. Shaila was, if you eat it, you need a kapara, so you have to bring a chaymish. There, by Achila, also the Chizuk of the Reim Kishal Teir. So to Gemara, where do we see that Ramei was more machum b'Achila? The Sanya, Lohitiru Limkir Demai El L'sita in Bavad. The halacha is that a chavar, a Talmud Chacham, is not allowed to sell Demai without meisering it. Because people assume that a chaver took meiser. So if a chaver has the mai in his possession that he bought from Amoritz and he sells this further, people will think that it's from his field and he's a Talmud Chacham, so probably took meiser. And they'll assume that it's gemeiser, they won't take meiser. So therefore the halacha is that you can't sell it unless you take meiser. The only exception for that is El L'sita B'vad. If the Talmud Chacham is a wholesaler, he buys in bulk and he sells to stores, in that case he could sell without taking meiser, because everyone will know that it wasn't from his field, because a sitan is someone that buys from many, many different fields. So they assume that he bought from a meratzim too. They'll know that these payers originate from a meratzim, and therefore they will not eat anything before they take meisers themselves. That's b'negeya, the sitan. Ubalabayis, if it's not a wholesaler, just a regular balabayis who's selling tvuah, Benkach or Benkach, even if he sells large quantities in bulk, still, Sorach La'aser, Diver Reb Meir, we were machmer that he should be meiser, because it's possible that someone will come to an Isra Achila, because the people that buy it from this Balabayas will mistakenly think that this came from the Balabayas' field, even though he's selling in bulk, since he's not a Sitan, they're going to think that he's selling from his field. And Memele, they're going to assume that it was gemaisert because he's a Talmud Chacham, will come out of Michshel, will be eating without maisers. So Memele, Dr. Meir, Balabayas always has to be ma'aser before he sells. So we see clearly that Remei Yoshi v'chacham ma'imrim, echad asitim v'echad balabayis, mo'ichir v'shaleich l'chaveir v'noislim matonah v'enechoshish. If you sell in bulk, if you're asitim balabayis, as long as you're doing it in bulk, if you're selling it in bulk or giving a matonah in bulk, people will recognize that it's not only yours, and they'll assume that you bought it, you got it from other places, and therefore they will take ma'aser, so you don't have to be choshish for a michshul. But kalponim, we see clearly Reb Meir, even though we're talking about over here, d'mai, which is the rabbanim, still Reb Meir held that when it comes to midi d'achile, tzarech la'aser, so you see that he was, when it came to achile, he was oisach chizuk l'dvarav, l'divreyem kishal toyim.